I think I got it this time. I think I got it. It's Nazzy from the Pulse of New Hampshire. It is time for everybody's favorite show, Northeast Delta Dental Radio, featuring, I've been practicing, the handsomest, best dancer, best grandpa, best hair, fastest runner, didn't want to do the Boston Marathon because he didn't want to make everybody else look bad, longest running show host in Pulse of New Hampshire history. It is my honor to introduce you to the president of Northeast Delta Dental, Mr. Tom Raffio.
Thank you, Nazzy. And I was thinking about that wonderful introduction. And I was actually talking to former Binny Media celebrity Ken Kale. And he did indicate that he does listen to the show on the weekends. But we're missing one key component. Which you would not have known, but Eddie Papowski's number one fan. So in the 1967 Red Sox, Eddie Papowski was the third base coach.
I should have known.
And so I was 10 years old, big fan of the Red Sox because they stunk until 1967. And then when they won the pennant, Eddie Papowski was my favorite player. So we'll make a little note of that.
I'll make sure I put it in there. This week's subject is wonderful. Talking about one of my favorite places in New Hampshire, Canterbury Shaker Village is just absolutely, absolutely beautiful. It's like stepping back in time if you haven't
been. It is. I think that's a great way to put it. And it's a hidden gem, hidden jewel in New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
Exactly 23 minutes from my office in Concord. Easy to get to. And yet, many of my New Hampshire friends, kind of like they've never visited the Discovery Center, have never made the drive out. I don't understand it. Here's a little known fact. Mm-hmm. The Shakers, well, this is a known fact, were ahead of their time in many things, but they had the first dental chair in all of New Hampshire.
Really?
And that's how I actually got originally acquainted with the Canterbury Shaker Village, because Dr. Robert Wilson, affiliated with Delta Dental, pointed that out to me. And the next thing you know, Delta Dental's been a benefactor and have had board members for many years. So here we go. So without further ado, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't we introduce Leslie Nolan, the executive director of Canterbury Shaker Village. Hi, Leslie.
Hello there, Tom. Good to be here. Thanks.
I've seen so much of you in person lately.
Well, thank goodness, because of our snowshoe races and now our road race coming up, and you're one of the active participants.
Exactly. The just for the listening audience benefits, we had a snowshoe series called the Snow or No We Go series. Yeah. And the genesis of that was there used to be a very vibrant snowshoe series in New Hampshire, but some winters in New Hampshire, and you all know this, it's cold, but there can be lack of snow. And so the snowshoe race was canceled, and then the athletes would get frustrated. So Tom Walton had this brilliant idea of saying, we're going to go regardless. So if there's not enough snow, we put spikes on our sneakers and we run. Fortunately, this year, there was plenty of snow, and we had several races at Canterbury Shaker Village. And that was an idea that Tom had based on, in the fall, we had some cross-country races there, and we kind of used the same trail, except obviously on snow. And what Leslie's also indicating is race number 3 of the Capital Area Race Series is coming up in 2 weeks on Saturday, May 14th at 10 o'clock. It's Cars Race number 3. So Canterbury Shaker Village has been part of the Capital Area Race Series since its inception, 14 years. But let's start with the beginning, Leslie. And I don't mean Adam and Eve, but I do need you to level set the audience and tell people what is Canterbury Shaker Village? How does it get funded? Why is it important that we keep it vital, et cetera? Take it away.
Oh, it's so pertinent, and your questions are really good ones. For anyone who hasn't been here, like you said, Tom, this is a breathtaking, unbelievable sight. I was lucky enough to travel a lot in my youth. I lived overseas, and I got here, I'll never forget the first time, and you come up Shaker Road, and you think, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful place on planet Earth. But so we're a nonprofit museum. We're almost like an outdoor museum because right now we have 700 acres. The Shakers originally had 3,000 to 4,000 adjacent acres here. The village consists right now of about 700 acres. The outdoors is free to walk and open for everyone. One of the projects we're doing is working on trail maps, so everybody who comes can have a navigation tool on how to walk and hike these beautiful trails. But the village is a National Historic Landmark. We have 30 historic buildings dating from 1792 to 1992 at the peak. 300, a little over 300 Shakers lived here and worked here. They're known, like you mentioned with the dentist chair, Tom, they're known as innovators. One of the things we're kicking off this summer to align with that are STEM workshops. So it's critically important. This is a big part of American history. The Shakers were the most successful communitarian society in the world. And they thrived here, making seed packets, inventing herbal remedies, Dr. Corbett's syrup, all sorts of inventions, washing machines that were improved upon, all sorts of things. And what we're offering starting May 14th, in just a couple of weeks, are new tours that go inside the buildings, several of the buildings. So it's a pretty, pretty great place.
That's awesome. And of course, May 14th, we'll also have about 300 runners there. So are the cows going to behave themselves?
The cows are. They're going to be on the west side pasture, and we're running on the east side. So there shouldn't be any mishaps with the cows and the runners. We have a lot of heifers coming.
That's good because
days before
we had so much fun about 7 or 8 years ago. It was pre Leslie, but we startled some of the fast runners, startled the ladies as they were grazing. And the next thing you know, we had a little minor stampede, but everybody was safe. And so I'm glad that they're going to be away from the runners, but it's always great to see the wildlife. And you made the point earlier, and I just want to make sure it resonates with people. Obviously, we want you to become a member. We want you to be a sponsor. Canterbury can only thrive through memberships and sponsorships and other dollars. But if you just drive out there, you're actually allowed to walk around then, right?
I really feel that's important, Tom, for people. This place is so beautiful. The lands, the grounds are free and open to everyone. As I like to say, as free as the air. And tours, we do charge to go inside the buildings. To go inside the buildings, you must take a tour. That said, if you're 25 and younger, it is free. I feel very strongly about that too. We want young people to embrace and appreciate this wonderful history. And, you know, $25 a tour, it supports our village, but for some college kids and other young people, it's a tough call to make. So we have anybody 25 and younger, tours are free. And that helps families a lot too.
Absolutely. And I'm a firm believer, if we can just get you out there, you will become a member. You will become a paying member.
It's true, right? It's really true. And it's all on our website, membership. And if you want to sign up for tours, it's on our website as well.
Which is very easy, shakers.org. So I understand you have a lot of upcoming projects as we get into spring. And, you know, perhaps up until first commercial break, let's review a few.
Sure. As I said, we're opening May 14th. And with that opening, we are reconfiguring our orientation room is what we're calling it for now, which is adjacent to the store that's located in our carriage house. So there will be a brief introductory exhibition room for everyone that's open to everyone. And along with that, we are creating right now, we have electricians busy upgrading our electrical wires so that we can accommodate a new movie theater in there. And we are working with the SALT Project based in Keene, New Hampshire. And we have about an 8-minute film that's going to be spectacular. I just saw the rough cut of it. And that will be featured and be playing on a loop. So that's one upcoming program. As I mentioned, we have the trail maps coming up. We have the end of May, the Leslie Dill exhibition, where she did, she makes handmade paper and has made sculptures of Mother Ann Lee. Mother Ann Lee was the founder of the Shakers in the 1770s when she emigrated from Manchester, England. So this exhibition will be up through the summer, through Labor Day.
Wow. Well, I see Nazzy, and usually when he does that, he's raising his eyebrows, he's furrowing them. He's thinking, I've got to pay for all this via a commercial.
That's true.
Nazzy, I want you to be honest with me. When was the last time were you out in Canterbury?
So excellent question. We go for Sunday drives. So I was out Canterbury Shaker Village probably about a month or two ago. And there was nothing open yet. It was still winter and snow on the ground. But we wanted to go just to check it out. And my wife and my son had never seen it. I've been there a couple of times. The food there is just spectacular. But even in winter, it was beautiful. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just the landscaping and the snow and the fields. And it was like old-fashioned America. I felt like, yeah, I had stepped back in time. So I'd say maybe February was the last time I was there.
It's Nirvana right here in New Hampshire. Yeah. And that experience, all of us who did the snowshoe series, you know, got to experience that same feel that you described. Yep. All right, Leslie, we're going to go for a little bit of a break. And when we get back, I want to segue into STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math.
All right. We'll be back next on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Hey there, it's Nazzy from the Pulse of New Hampshire, Mr. Tom Raffio, President and CEO, Northeast Delta Dental, and of course, the good-looking host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.
Good thing this is radio.
What a great subject this week. We're talking with Leslie Nolan from Canterbury Shaker Village, and this is a place that I can't wait to take my son this summer just so he can experience how it used to be in America. You know what I mean? Just such a great place.
So let's start. Thanks, Nazzy, for that. Yeah. And it's just great going out there, and just it basically reduces your stress too.
I agree.
I think COVID has made, I know we're on the tail end of it, although there is a slight fourth wave, but I think everybody's been burned out and, you know, doing their jobs with two hands behind their back through the last 2 years. And I feel like people are stressed out. If you get to Canterbury, become a member, pay for a tour. But even if you just walk around, it's going to reduce your stress. I can assure you, and I'll speak from personal experience. So I mentioned science, technology, engineering, and math, and of course, as you mentioned, Leslie, the Shakers were well ahead of their time in terms of wellness and innovation, and I already mentioned dental. So relate today's STEM workshops to Canterbury Shaker Village.
We are so happy, Tom, to be collaborating with the New Hampshire Academy of Science. They are training science teachers to offer workshops this summer. We're offering the last 2 weeks of July workshops for 8th and 9th graders here on site, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, the last 2 weeks of July. And we have, thanks to two very generous donors, we can offer scholarships. Normally it's $750 for the week for each student. With the scholarship, this scholarship grant, we want to make it accessible and available for everyone. And Tom, I'll tell you how this started, and this is the honest to goodness truth. Last fall, we were so happy when Governor Chris Sununu decided to revisit the village. He said it's always been one of his favorite places, and he hadn't been there here in a few years. So they called up, and we had a tour for him. And I'm telling you, what he latched onto, the most interesting part for him was the engineering and the inventions and innovations. And of course, he has an engineering background. And it got me thinking, when he was like a kid in a candy store when he saw the wiring and the engineering components that the Shakers implemented. And it really got me thinking that we could become known as the number one place in New England for STEM workshops for summer and after school. And that's what our goal is and our aim. So we called up New Hampshire Academy of Science. They have started workshop programs up near Dartmouth in northern New Hampshire. So they were thrilled to be able to collaborate with us because we're so centrally located. So again, it's all on our website if someone wants to sign up, and it's for mainly middle schoolers, but also high schoolers too.
And that's, the website is shakers.org. And that's right. A great connection of STEM and just getting out in nature. I think that combination is really going to attract the middle schoolers and, you know, maybe the freshmen from high school to get to the STEM workshop. And of course, you know, we have this big concern that America's falling behind in science, technology, engineering, and math. I have a lot of confidence in Americans, and I don't think we'll fall back, but we need workshops like this. So I was so glad, you know, when I saw that on your website, that you're combining that. And of course, Governor Sununu, you are correct that the Shakers were, you know, engineers themselves. So they were the precursors to MIT. I think you talked about the new film, but would you remind people when it would be shown? And also, I believe it's supported by the New Hampshire Humanities organization.
Thank you for mentioning New Hampshire Humanities. We couldn't have done this film without them. We had this idea, you know, often we show films. Ken Burns made a film about the Shakers, and a lot of it was based on Canterbury, but it was more general on all of the Shakers. There were 18 communities from Maine down through Kentucky. And that was done in 1984. It was time for a reboot. So we wrote this grant, and we were so happy New Hampshire Humanities liked the idea and supported it. And we were doubly happy to have been introduced to the SALT Project. Matt and Liz, the co-founders of it, are a wonderful filmmaking team, writers and directors. And it's going to be very relevant, up-to-date, accessible, interesting, and that'll just be shown during our open hours, Tom. And again, that's going to be adjacent to our village store. And our village store, there's so much to talk about. We could talk about any one of these components, but the village store has all new objects too. And every sale, of course, supports the village.
So that's a good segue into, building restoration, which must be an ongoing process. And it's probably a delicate balance to try to keep the original decor, but also keep it safe and sturdy for the future. So tell us about that process. How do you manage it, and how do you pay for it?
Boy, oh boy, it is a challenge. We have 30 historic buildings. We are writing grants left and right. One of the ideas is for the Brethren Shop to eventually house overnight students, perhaps, for our STEM workshops. We have a kitchen in there and a couple bathrooms, and that's an opportunity down the line. But we've been writing grants, and we've been successful. We received a big grant for $200,000, and that's the cost to do the new roof for the dwelling house that houses a Paul Revere Bell.
Wow.
And that roof has dormers and cupolas, and it's such a large roof. That's the cost. But you know what the problem is? Supply and demand. We ordered these supplies over a year ago, and we still don't have them all. In addition, we just received two grants, one from the Cogswell Benevolent Trust, to support a new roof for the schoolhouse. So we're renovating that with a new roof, and I'm so happy that we identified a wonderful craftsman whose passion is historic windows. And he comes every couple weeks and removes a couple windows from the schoolhouse, repairs them, replaces them, does all the work to make them pristine, and replaces them. And we have a grant that supports that.
Wow. And so with that sort of slower, methodical process, you probably don't have the supply chain issue of the bigger renovations. I was afraid you were going to get into a body politic conversation about supply chain.
But no, I'm not going to go there.
I like the local guy who does the windows. However, when the Paul Revere Bell is done, you think I could use influence to read the Paul Revere poem as a reading, and once the bell is set, listen, my children, and you will hear. Would you allow me to come in and at least read it to myself?
We will allow that in the meeting house.
In the meeting house. Okay. Thank you.
It's a deal.
So let's talk about one more room, and then we'll give you a chance to make a sale to the body politic of New Hampshire. Tell us about the new orientation room and why that'll facilitate tours.
Well, you know, when I arrived here a couple of years ago, of course, it was COVID, so we didn't offer tours. Actually, in July, we started offering outdoor-only tours. And then last year, we opened up our buildings, and the people, visitors who are going on these tours, Tom, are usually waiting outdoors in the patio area. We have a nice sort of staging area. This orientation room will give people a footing, a kind of grounding about the overall question of who the Shakers are and what they did. It's a very mini exhibition, but it'll lay the groundwork because, of course, we have tour guides who offer tours, and we always hear back from tour guides. We have a scholar who wrote his or her dissertation on the Shakers, and then we have somebody else who never heard of them. So between the movie and the orientation room, it'll really, pique people's curiosity.
You know, Nancy, that's a good way of explaining, as I see you starting to pressure me. There are a lot of people with very in-depth knowledge of Shaker Village. And then I'm afraid to say, most other citizens of New Hampshire, very little. And so, but once you engage it, it's extraordinary. And that's why in my new book, Prepare for Crisis, I had a whole section on the importance of supporting nonprofits and the arts, et cetera, in New Hampshire, because without the nonprofit sector, you don't have the history and the civility that we need. So I hope, as I said, it's only 25 minutes from Concord to Canterbury. So I hope Leslie drives the 25 minutes from Canterbury to go to Gibson's to pick up the book. And in turn, you and I will drive to Canterbury, although I'm there quite frequently because I'll be there in May, precisely May 14th for a road race. And then in the fall, the aforementioned Tom Walton will have two trail races before the winter series begins. So he's really done a great job of getting a lot of outsiders up to see Canterbury. So thank you, Leslie. Give us the website is shakers.org.
Shakers.
We need members, attendees, sponsors.
Sponsors. Thank you, Delta Dental. Boy, we couldn't do it without you, Tom. Really, I'm serious.
And board members. We're always looking for new board members as well. So thank you, Leslie, for coming to New Hampshire and seeing what we have and then really engaging it. And we're blessed to have you, Leslie. So thank you. And I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Tom.
All right.
Bye,
Leslie, thank you. Tom, thank you. And we'll see you next time for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, Pulse of New Hampshire.